Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. A lot happening in the community today. We have strong content across food and pantry preparedness, gear, and communications, plus some good discussion from newer voices on homesteading and everyday carry. Let's get into it. Starting with food and pantry, because this is the conversation the community needs to be having right now. Sutton's Days dropped a video that is getting attention, and rightfully so. The USDA just released its July crop production numbers, and the wheat figure came in worse than most people were expecting, the smallest wheat crop confirmed since 1970. Sutton's Days walks through what those numbers actually mean, and more importantly, what actions to take before fall. If wheat and grain are part of your long-term food storage plan, and they should be, this one is directly relevant to what you're doing right now. That's Sutton's Days, well worth pulling up today. Staying in the food and pantry space, Prepper Princess put out a video covering 25 things she no longer buys. This one sits at the intersection of frugal living and preparedness mindset, the kind of content that makes you rethink what you're spending money on and what you actually need versus what you've just been conditioned to purchase. If you're working on stretching your preparedness budget without cutting corners on what matters, this is a useful one to have on in the background. That's Prepper Princess. And over in the Rising Voices section of the community, Quietly Ready posted a video on bullion cubes as a prepper pantry staple. Compact, shelf-stable, inexpensive, and easy to overlook. Bullion cubes are one of those items that doesn't get a lot of screen time despite being genuinely useful for long-term food storage. Quietly Ready makes the case for why they deserve a spot in your stockpile. Now let's shift over to gear and everyday carry. Rogue Preparedness put out a video on a topic that deserves more attention than it gets, water filters. Specifically, the water filter that a lot of people own but have never actually put to use. This one focuses on the gap between having the gear and actually knowing how to use it when it counts. Morgan covers the practical side of getting that filter out of the box and into a real workflow. If you bought a filter at some point and haven't touched it since, this one is for you. That's Rogue Preparedness. On the belt carry and compact kit side, Survival Lore put out a look at a belt-mounted survival kit built around the Tough Possum Gear Bushcraft Belt Pouch. The setup is specifically designed for the woods, not a backpack kit, not a vehicle kit, but something you're actually wearing and can access immediately. They walk through what's in it and how it's configured for real carry. That's Survival Lore, a newer voice in the space and one doing solid specific gear content. Also worth noting in the gear space, Witty's Gear Reviews did a haul video covering items sourced from Temu, including a keychain sewing kit and a few other compact pieces. Budget gear hauls are hit or miss, but when someone does the legwork of actually testing and showing the items, it saves the community time. That's Witty's Gear Reviews. Moving into communications and technology, Ham Radio 2.0 posted a walkthrough of Linux Mint 22.3. This covers the updated desktop environment and core applications, framed around whether it's worth making the switch to this operating system. For preppers who are thinking about digital resilience, offline reference systems, communication tools that don't depend on corporate infrastructure, or just getting off systems that require constant connectivity, Linux is a topic that comes up regularly. Ham Radio 2.0 gives you a look at whether this version is ready for everyday use. That's Ham Radio 2.0. Over on the skills and knowledge side, Pinball Preparedness addressed something the community runs into more than people like to admit. People who are walking away from prepping because it feels like too much work, too expensive, or too time-consuming. This video pushes back on that. The framing is about reflecting on the moments when your preparedness actually paid off, when you had something or knew how to do something because you'd put in the work ahead of time. It's a mindset video, and it's the kind of content that keeps communities grounded when the noise gets loud. That's Pinball Preparedness. Full Spectrum Survival put out a video on a different kind of skills topic, psychological resilience and social engineering awareness. The video covers how propaganda, manufactured urgency, repetition, fear, and social pressure are used to influence behavior and control how people respond during crises. Understanding those mechanisms is a legitimate preparedness skill. Knowing how to identify when you're being manipulated, whether by governments, corporations, or bad actors, helps you make clearer decisions when it matters. That's full-spectrum survival. Now over to homesteading and off-grid living. Sean James posted a video from his archive, a look back at early September on the homestead, specifically how the seasonal weather shifts affect day-to-day life around the cabin. It's archival content, but the value in it is seeing how an experienced off-grid builder has adapted to seasonal transitions over time. That's from the Sean James My Self-Reliance Archive. Arizona Off-Grid shared an update on how the monsoon season is currently affecting their plans and timeline. Weather disruptions are a real and ongoing challenge in off-grid building, and seeing how someone navigates that in real time is genuinely useful for anyone planning a similar project. That's Arizona Off-Grid. And 0A11, Remote Homestead, out of northern British Columbia, did a live stream covering the installation of a PEX pipeline running from their well to their house. That's a fundamental off-grid infrastructure skill, getting a reliable water line in place. And watching someone work through it live is one of the better ways to absorb that kind of knowledge. That's 0A1 Remote Homestead. Now, a few channels in today's data were focused on geopolitics, international conflict scenarios, and current events framing. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Before we get to community discussion, a quick note on the deal of the day. Midland is running a sale right now, up to 10% off, over at MidlandUSA.com. Midland makes radios and communication gear that shows up constantly in preparedness setups, so if you've been thinking about adding to your comms kit or picking up a backup, now's a reasonable time to check what's available. That's MidlandUSA.com. On the community discussion side, Reddit data is quiet today. No standout threads to pull from. The podcast feed is also quiet this cycle. So the conversation to watch is really happening on YouTube itself, where the food storage and water filtration content from Sutton's Days and Rogue Preparedness are generating the most substantive discussion. The wheat crop numbers in particular are the kind of data point that tends to move people from thinking about expanding their grain storage to actually doing it. That's the thread worth following today. Wrapping up, if there's a through line in today's content, it's practical action. Crop reports that affect your pantry decisions. A water filter you already own that you should actually know how to use. Off-grid infrastructure going in the ground in real time. The community is leaning into the tangible side of preparedness today, and that's always a good sign. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. See you tomorrow.